Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes. You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
The Be a Largest Heart Fun 5K Run and Walk will take place on September 7th in Winter Garden at Chapin Station. To raise awareness and funds to provide financial assistance for at-risk youth who are seeking treatment for addiction, depression, and mental illness. And here to tell us all about it is the founder of Largest Heart, Peter Cook. Peter, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Michael, it's a pleasure to be here.
What a great organization, because, you know, we were just talking before actually we came on, that, what was that quote about Oprah you said?
According to Oprah, there's not a household in America that hasn't been touched or affected by addiction.
Right. And then we were talking about, like, if you think, well, it hasn't touched mine, maybe a case that you don't know it yet.
Correct. The fact that addiction is genetic. It is an illness. It's defined by the American Medical Association. And the fact is, we have been going about it all wrong for all these years.
Right. And that's why it's great to have an organization like yours to bring awareness to this. And for me, you know, I just actually went ahead and did some research, and I was stunned by the statistics about addiction and the suicide rate. Talk about Largest Heart.
What happened was, in 2016, I had the year of years. It was basically, I'm a firm believer in things happen in threes. Well, I had three awful things happen to me. One of the things being my brother's passing. I asked the big question, what is my purpose? And it was like being punched in the gut by the universe. Largest Heart is a nonprofit. I'd written a speech 15 years earlier for Toastmasters that I converted into a children's book that I had copywritten in the Library of Congress. Never did anything with it. Was waiting until I had kids to one day publish it. Well, that day, I'm still waiting for that day. So being punched in the gut, Largest Heart's a nonprofit, I had to step back and really think, because I know exactly the amount of work that is involved. I gave my yes. And I went, jumped both feet in, and I learned all about it. What is the greatest need of hope and love in America? That's what I started off as, basically wisdom of crowds. What is the greatest need of hope and love in this country? Is it gun violence? Is it suicide? Is it addiction? Is it cancer? Is it homelessness? There's so many great needs in this country, but what is the greatest? And we talk so openly about cancer, which has affected almost everyone in this country. But there, you just heard from Oprah, addiction. That has touched everybody. And then suicide, and you combine those two, and there is, like you said, there's such a crossover. And the statistics are unbelievable, and yet we don't talk about it. We freely talk about cancer, and rightly so, but 328 people die every day in this country from addiction and suicide.
Well, why don't you think we talk about it?
There are multiple reasons why we don't talk about it. One is the fact that there is, in our minds, a stigma attached to it. The fact that people feel embarrassed about it. People feel ashamed. So there's that mental stigma with it. And the other thing is, we don't know how. That's one of the things we've never had a dialogue. We really have never had a conversation about addiction and suicide to really talk about in the public. The only time it's really in the news is when a bright shining light like a Heath Ledger, a Mac Miller, a Kate Spade, an Anthony Bourdain passes away from either addiction or suicide. That's the only time we really talk about it. And then that conversation dies quickly. But we also see spikes amongst the general population that when a bright light like theirs gets shut off, that how many other lights get shut off. And it's something that impacts every one of us. This world gets darker every day by the lives that are lost to addiction and suicide.
Well, with your organization, Largest Heart, you advocate doing that, having the conversation, and knowledge. How can we get knowledge about, you know, how to have the conversation? I know it's a silly thing to say. Well, how do you talk? Well, how do you do it?
You just literally, it's just like walking one foot in front of the other. Starting this organization, I learned I just had to throw myself in the deep end. I didn't know a lot about these things. I needed to learn. I was at a suicide training a few weeks back. I didn't even know how this money, where it was going to go. And it's amazing how the universe works. A third party, Jill Hare, was brought into my life, who is in recovery for the last 22 years. She wrote a book called Relax Upon Impact and has started the Jill Hare Foundation. She's my third-party expert. where all the money, 100% of the money raised, will go to her identifying who needs it and where do they need it, whether it's inpatient treatment, whether it's detox, whether it's counseling, because there's multiple layers of treatment out there. And one size doesn't fit all, that every one of us is unique and beautiful in our own way. And it's really allowing your light to shine and helping them heal in the process.
You know, when we do talk about drug addiction, usually people think about, well, it's a youth thing, it's a kid thing. But with the opioid epidemic that is real, it's happening.
Oh, absolutely.
It seems like becoming addicted is easier and easier, not just like abusing it, just because you're prescribed something and you take it, and then all of a sudden your body says, hey,
your doctor's telling you.
Yeah, I like that, and I like more of that, please. Mm-hmm. What do we do? I mean, it seems overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. Let's cut to the chase. It is. Where we're going as a society is the fact is overstimulation. And there again, it's just with addiction, it's overstimulation. Mm-hmm. A lot of addiction stems from trauma, whether physical, mental, emotional. People don't become addicts because they want to. It numbs them to a pain that they have. And it's like the Pink Floyd song, Comfortably Numb. That's what when you talk to addicts, it's, I just didn't want to feel anymore. I didn't want to have that pain. And their journey to recovery is inspiring to me. And it literally leads me with this race to be a largest heart so that we can get a youth to treatment too, so that we can save a life and we can be a part of something bigger.
What you do at Largest Heart is you also identify other nonprofits who work toward the same goal and you sort of pay it forward.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. I'm a firm believer in stay in your lane. My lane is raising awareness and funds and then giving it to those who are doing the best work, the boots on the ground, right, the ones who are really making the impact. My lane is to raise awareness and start the dialogue. Like today with you, it's start talking about this. Like Cerise Kennedy passed away a couple weeks ago. It's a Kennedy's died. We lost Kate Spade. We've lost so many people that we can't count. It breaks my heart that we're not doing more about it. And the fact we talk about all these other things, yet this is the one thing that's going on in this country that's kind of like the elephant in the room that we just don't want to talk about.
And I can't figure out why. Like you talked about, people will talk about cancer and talk about things like that. But maybe it's because it's so nebulous. It's just you can't really get a handle on it or touch it. Maybe.
I think there's a couple of things. Is one of the other things too, things have happened so fast recently, like you said, alluded to with the opioid epidemic. All of a sudden, grandpa is addicted to pills. It's like, how did grandpa become literally a pill popper? It's because there was pain. It was prescribed by a doctor. And these drugs are very dangerous. They have a lot of addictive qualities that we didn't know when they were being marketed to us 10, 15 years ago by these big pharmaceuticals. We trusted the FDA. We put faith in that these pharmaceuticals were doing the right thing. Well, we're finding out today with all these lawsuits and whatnot and all these deaths that they weren't, that they were driven by greed and profit. And as a society, we're paying for it today with the amount of people that are addicted to these drugs.
One of your missions is knowledge. And the way you get knowledge is you talk to people. And one of the best ways you can talk to people is at a gathering. Now, you're going to have one on September 7th at Chapin Station in Winter Garden. It's a 5K run. It's a fun run.
It's so a fun run, exactly.
Means it's not going to be, judged in time,
walk,
right?
Exactly, yep.
It's from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on a Saturday, September 7th. Talk about the fun run.
Well, that's just it. It's just the fact that let's do something fun. Let's actually start the dialogue. Let's start talking about it. This is the first of quarterly events that Largest Heart's going to have with 100% of the money going to support to treat someone, where basically I fund Largest Heart out of my goodness and generosity so that 100% of your donation can actually reach somebody in need. Where one of the biggest things diving into starting a nonprofit is the two biggest arguments people have against donating are lack of transparency and where is my money going? How much is actually getting to the cause? Well, why not eliminate both? Why not 100% transparency and 100% to the cause? Matt Damon of water.org created a beautiful model where him and some friends fund that organization so that 100% of your donation can go to the cause. And so that's one of the great things about Largest Heart is to really get to the people in need where there are no questions about where your dollar's going or the lack of transparency. We're platinum on Charity Navigator. I have got the entire IRS tax returns listed. So you can basically see where every dollar of the organization went last year. It's about transparency. It's about honestness. It's about openness and it's about trust because A lot of nonprofits have broken that trust of the general public, especially when you talk about vets with different veteran groups, the fact that we lose so many vets every day to suicide. And yet there again, we talk about it for a minute and then we put it back in the closet. Well, why? Why don't we keep talking about it? Why don't we actually do something about it? It's time to take action.
And at your fun run, you'll have some people there that, like, if you're listening to this and you're like, you know, I really wanted to talk to somebody. I didn't want to go to an office and I didn't want to go to a thing. But if I was, say, in a park with some non-pressure, will there be people there, professionals maybe, that we can talk to?
Yes, we will. Actually, University Behavioral Center is one of our sponsors of the event, as well as Aldi and Impress Inc. So we've got some amazing sponsors in this city who are paying it forward. And we will have Jill Hare, who is our third-party mental health and addiction expert. She will be there at the run and is willing to talk to anybody who wants to.
You know, it doesn't matter what you're going through. What helps is that when you do talk to somebody, that person you're talking to has been there. And you talked about Jill.
Correct.
She's been there. So now I feel like if I need to talk to her, I don't feel like, well, you don't understand me. You completely understand me.
That's exactly right. When somebody has walked in your shoes, it is a lot easier to connect with that person. And that's one of the amazing things about her program is it opens that dialogue. And that was one of the things that really drew Largest Heart to choose her as our third-party expert.
So there you go. Now, if you want to get involved with Largest Heart, you can go to the website, and which is?
Largestheart.org.
Ooh, very easy. Largestheart.org. And you can find information out about the 5K run, or you can listen to this. It's going to be September 7th at Chapin Station in Winter Garden from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Do you have to register?
Yes, you can register on Eventbrite. Search Be a Largest Heart, or go to the website, largestheart.org. And in the top, there is a link.
So just go to Mr. Google's. That's how we older people call it. Mr. Google's and ask him about Be a Largest Heart 5K run. Also, you have the Amazon charity button, right?
That is correct. Yes, that is one of the amazing things. Amazon Smile, actually, Amazon gives 1% of all purchases if you shop through Amazon Smile. So whether you want to sponsor Largest Heart or some other nonprofit, please make sure all your purchases moving forward are on Amazon Smile, where you can donate 1% of all your purchases to your favorite nonprofit.
And that might be Largest Heart.
Yes, I hope it is.
All right, so check it out. The Be a Largest Heart 5K Fun Walk and Run, or Run and Walk, depending on how you do it. September 7th, Saturday, September 7th at Chapin Station in Winter Garden from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And that website is largestheart.org, largestheart.org. Well, Peter Cook, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Michael, thank you so much for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.